With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.
The Senate will be in order.
Recently, the United States Senate voted 98-1 in favor of a Democratic resolution that said climate change is real and not a hoax. Among the senators who scrambled to co-sponsor the resolution was, surprisingly, Republican James Inhofe of Oklahoma, chairman of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. The same senator, just 2 years ago, published a book titled, quote, The Greatest Hoax, How the Global Warming Conspiracy Threatens Your Future. In his remarks to the Senate, Inhofe updated his definition of the hoax.
Mr. President, climate is changing, and climate has always changed, and it always will. There's archaeological evidence of that. There's biblical evidence of that. There's historic evidence of that. It will always change. The hoax is that there are some people who are so arrogant to think that they are so powerful they can change climate. Man can't change climate.
Inhofe later tossed a snowball at the podium to make the point that global warming, although real, is not a big deal because, look, it's still snowing. But beyond Inhofe's throwing around of snowballs and the Bible as evidence, what is significant is that the Republican Party's top elected officials, confronted with the increasingly undeniable conclusions of the world's climate scientists, are now making subtle adjustments to their language. Republicans are no longer denying climate change. They are saying, of course it's happening. But now that it is, we can't do anything to stop it. Beneath the rhetorical upgrade, their bottom line remains the same. Government should not regulate fossil fuel companies that donated more than $60 million to Republican congressional campaigns last year, more than triple the amount given to Democrats, according to OpenSecrets.org. In a second vote on January 21st, 90% of Senate Republicans agreed that climate change is real, but voted against the statement that humans are contributing, quote, significantly to it. In a television interview in a restaurant, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, who once dodged questions by saying, I'm not a scientist, changed his tune and said he listens very closely to scientists about climate change.
Look, the climate's always changing, and certainly it's changing now. We can't ignore what scientists are saying about the role that humans might play. My fundamental argument has been the amount of the change attributable to human activity, in essence, the sensitivity of climate to human activity, that is not well established, and that is a topic of debate in the scientific community.
In other words, the Senate can't yet act because we have to be sensitive to the sensitivity debate. Jason Funk, senior climate scientist for the Union of Concerned Scientists, is not buying that argument, given the monitoring data from NASA and other agencies proving that 10 of the 11 warmest years on record have happened since 2000.
So I think the scientific debate aspect has been overblown. This vast majority of scientists, more than 97%, will agree that what we see is consistent with our understanding of climate change and the drivers behind it, including the human contribution.
Bob Deans, spokesman for the Natural Resources Defense Council, said Republicans have realized that climate denialism is no longer tenable.
They're trying to find a way to admit that they do believe in the thermometer without actually doing anything to protect our children from the dangers of climate change.
A Pew Research Center opinion poll in August found that 52% of Republican voters now accept there is solid evidence the Earth is warming, up from 35% in 2009. That is evidence of a change in the political climate. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. The smiles are returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Thank you.
ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Oh, here goes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right, it's all right.